Hello, my name is Paul Putner, and I play the taxi driver zombie.
Hello, my name is Timothy Mark Chipping, and I get shot in the neck.
Hello, my name is Patricia Franklin, and I play the spinster in the pub who turns into a nasty zombie.
Hello, my name's Steve Emerson. I play John the barman, or landlord.
And you're listening to the zombie commentary on the DVD of Shaun of the Dead.
Were we all happy to be zombies?
Yeah, loved it.
Very happy.
A dream come true.
Yes. Frightening the life out of everybody.
There you
Look,
are,
there
Patricia.
I am. Yes, yes.
I liked it when we were filming a location, you'd see signs pinned to lampposts saying, "Thank you very much for your cooperation. If you see people covered in blood and looking like zombies, don't panic, we're filming." To the residents.
There's just swearing there. Mm. The reason I had to tell my father not to go and see the film.
Look. And what did he make of it when he saw it?
He actually said that he quite enjoyed it. But I think he had to go and pray afterwards, because he doesn't enjoy swearing, being a religious man.
Have you noticed how fashionable it is to show your roots these days?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
It has been for quite some time.
And she's...
Are you talking about
Debbie Harry?
Yeah, Blondie.
Yes.
She likes showing her roots. It doesn't have too many
friends. Can I get any of you cunts a drink? Anybody?
There's a lovely Lucy Davis.
Yes.
Dylan Moran.
A lovely 60s hat.
She looks very Emma Bunton there. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. I know, but it's like watching those old films with Eric Sykes, and you go, "Oh, look, it's Roy Kinnear."
Yeah.
And look, there's the bloke from Love Thy Neighbour.
Do you know, I remember the night Roy Kinnear got killed, and I was 12
o'clock.
12 o'clock at night. Truly, he was in Spain, 12 o'clock at night, the sun rung, and said, "What do I think?" I said, "What do you mean, what do I think?"
Really?
Yeah. Why did he get killed? I said, "Don't ask me, I wasn't there." Yeah.
Did he go, "Oh, tell it all again, Dad"? No, he was great, Roy Kinnear.
Nice man.
Patricia, you're doing EastEnders acting there, really, aren't you? Making a drink last a very long time.
Exactly.
So I wonder if Kate's going to become a pin-up
future.
Japanese heavy metal fans.
Do you know, in EastEnders, they got their own room, and they all wait. When someone gets upgraded to the market, they have a party.
Really?
Really?
They have a party. I'm not kidding.
I know at the bill, the actors, they say, "Oh, I've been promoted."
Yeah.
Into a desk sergeant. And they actually generally get as excited as if they were actually in the force.
And they have a party.
Well, I suppose their wage goes up.
Yeah. Maybe.
But that's right. I mean, they've all got their names down for promotion.
Oh, right. Here he is.
Those eyes don't look
pondering the future.
Here we go. Okay. This is Blue Roth by iMonster, which is great.
Yes.
Mellotron. I've become chummy with one of the guys from it, Jared.
That's me in the green jacket there doing absolutely nothing.
Oh,
where?
So 10 hours that shot in the freezing cold.
Yes.
That's behind King's Cross Station if anyone wants to go there.
Oh, right.
I
wonder how many takes he took for that.
I don't know, but my football team to do with him.
There's a great pullback and reveal here.
Yeah. Yes. It's a terrible carpet, really.
Yeah.
Ah, he's not really a zombie.
I thought it was a nice pair of legs. Yeah. I thought,
it's got nice ankles.
Well, I don't know.
It kind of takes you back to that tradition when you were a child and you went to see kind of alien movies and you weren't allowed to see the alien for the first half an hour of the film and you just sat waiting. Any minute now, we'll see one.
And if you rented it when you were a kid, you just talk all the way through until the man's head gets
Which is perhaps
off.
What's happening now.
I loved all that shortcut.
Mm.
We'll see.
Fast cutting.
Pete, look around you, Serafanovich.
Yes. And again.
Saying it was you. I know, man. Saying it was Ed. Right.
Well.
Can't live like this.
Must be
it's
hard.
Very tall. How tall is he?
9 foot. Yeah,
it's not like
No. Oh, yeah. He must be 6 foot five.
How tall's Peter?
No, was it actually the reverse? Because Peter is the voice of Darth Maul in Phantom Menace. Was it the reverse of with Dave Prowse? That Dave Prowse was tall enough to play Darth Vader but didn't have the right voice. Peter had the right voice but was too tall to play the actual Darth Maul. There were only two 7 foot men who could act, and that was Chewbacca and Darth Vader.
When was that?
That was 5 years ago. When's he going home?
Well, that was serious.
Yeah.
All top left. Uh-huh. Oh, this is one of these new games that children play, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
And yes. Most, I noticed a lot of people who were quite pleased that was an actual game and they didn't use it. You know, people could identify with the fact it was a game they'd played.
What, like, on if you watch Coronation Street and EastEnders, whenever they play computer games, you hear the sound effects from Defender or some really weird game.
And the name will sound like a name of a game that could never
probably
exist.
Probably stock shots.
Yeah.
That's all they got.
I've lived in a house with... lots of people like this back in the late 80s, and it was a tip.
Are you not confusing your life with the young one?
Yeah.
Funny enough, I live with my wife, and that's much the same.
But there's that whole thing about they're like adults, and you know, and it's a lot of people who have got to this stage in life and they still haven't done that thing of getting married and having kids.
Which is
me.
Where I am.
Did you have a rota?
Huh?
Did you have a rota for the washing up and all the business?
No, it was dreadful. There was this woman we lived with who never washed up, had wooden plate.
Oh, like a chip off the old block.
Yeah.
I think this is the unacceptable side of prolonging your childhood, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a while where it's crazy and wild and free, and then a while where it's just deeply depressing.
Now, this apparently was choreographed by a
choreographer.
A choreographer.
Would that have been Litzer?
Flick Colby?
No,
it wasn't Flick Colby.
She's dead.
I don't think she's dead.
No, it wasn't. I
want Pan's people,
to find her name.
Pan's people, yes, so, that's right.
Oh. I can't find her name on here, but it was very... Litzer.
It was Litzer.
Yes, she was very, very helpful with, you know, giving us all character
walks. Yeah, she was good. Yeah, she was good.
Beautiful girl, too.
I was scared stiff of her, because, every time I looked at her, she was after me, you know.
Oh.
As your first
I'll refrain there. I've rephrased that.
You see the chap in the back there, the guy there, he comes back later on, doesn't
That's
it?
Your first real notice him. You'll need to remember him.
Yes.
Nelson.
Several possible reasons. All of them.
Yeah.
What Hitchcock called MacGuffins.
Yeah.
Could be aliens.
They called
doesn't
him
really
Nelson,
matter.
Really. You would have thought that might have been a...
Well, probably it said his name.
No, I just think of Nelson Mandela with a Pakistani or an Indian man. Just doesn't quite go.
It could be racial.
Never
records.
Mind. It's just... Ash is feeling a little bit... Ash. So I will be
taking charge as the... He's great, this guy.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Well, they're all
but
wonderful.
We don't want to do that thing in DVD commentaries where every time a new actor comes up, we go, he was...
Well, can we say some of them aren't?
Yeah. No, they all look so listening. Good. Yeah. They're all looking bored and...
Great pen work there from Simon.
Yes.
Yeah.
In 100 years' time, that will seem very quaint.
What with the phone, the mobile phone? Yeah.
Well,
people will laugh. There's a lot to do that.
There's a lot of hatred towards the mobile phone in this film, I think, because Nick is constantly using, plays it, and it's like put that fucking thing down for a second. You know, we never used to worry about having mobiles 10 years ago. You know, I didn't have to get out of the car and go into a phone box and say, "Oh, I'm nearly on my way home." But now I'm completely lost.
Just assumed you would be home within a reasonable time.
Yeah. I mean,
you never arranged to meet anyone anymore. You just go somewhere and telephone them when you get there.
Yeah.
Now the seepage of the red there—that's the first symbolic thing of a lot of blood.
Yes.
Is going to flow.
Good old Flo.
Yeah. Good old Flo.
News.
Oh dear, pressing the button. That's live.
Because that was some of the first stuff that was filmed, was the kind of source material on the television.
Mm-hmm.
When we did a makeup test, yeah. We had to go and sort of pretend to be zombies out in a park in Ealing so they could put it on the television screen.
We just stopped to applaud Bill Nighy.
Yes.
Yes, the staggering about on Ealing Common.
Yeah. Where was with this? Ice cream, do you remember? Mm.
Where was this? Where was this bit taken in?
I don't know. I wasn't in this bit. My bit was cut.
Really?
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Perhaps he'd like to come back to that later on and tell us.
Will you show us where you were cut from?
I'd be certainly interested to see.
I'll shout, this is my bit. I'll act it out for you.
Yeah, yes, please, yes. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to miss it.
Exactly. Act it out for us now.
I'm glad I got in it at all. I said, when they heard they were making it, I said, I want to be in it. I don't care. Just make me a monster.
So, I'll tell you what, I think it's every actor's wish to be in a horror film.
Yeah. Yes.
They all want to be in horror films.
Or hardcore porn.
Well,
I don't know about that.
We were always advised against that at drama school.
Oh, right. We had
a hardcore.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Very difficult to break out of it again once you made a name for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. We had one lesson a week at Lambert. Yeah.
Well, you have to have the equipment, as the men do anyway.
Really?
We digressed. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I suppose...
Ropes, you mean?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Goodbye, Liz.
Goodbye, Liz. It was a bit David Bowie then, wasn't it?
Yes. David Bowie.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I like this bit.
This is
the bit when...
Oh, there's one of the Gallian
sisters.
Yes,
he looks across and we get the first glimpse.
Mm. It's that Crouch End, the old town hall, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Here we are. Yes.
No, this says a homeless man. It says Horton Jupiter, which is quite possibly the best name ever.
And was he an actual homeless man? Yes,
and then he disappears.
Just one of the locals going in for a paper.
And Jupiter, apparently, isn't it Supajta? Comes from that Polish.
Are any of you on this bus?
I'm not on this bus.
That's you there, isn't it?
No, that's...
Oh, no.
That's my stand-in. Excuse me.
Sorry. Well, she's a good stand-in.
And this is Crouch Hill?
Crouch Hill? Ah, hooray. Jessica.
Nice to see you.
She was on telly last night in TV's Naughtiest Blunders 17.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
What swear word did she use?
It was from space, and she was smoking a cigarette, and the filter came out at the end. Not particularly naughty, but it was a blunder, for sure.
Vaguely adult themed.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, hello. There's a little bit of zombie there, wasn't there?
Yes. No.
The place that does all the fish. If you're quick with the pause button there.
You going to thank me then?
For what?
Tidying up.
For tidying up. Gosh.
I actually had my lunch in this flat on several occasions.
Where did you leave it?
This flat was at Ealing Studios, next to the set where the pub was, and we found that if we were quiet, we could come in and watch
videos
and
listen to
music and actually sit. No, we could sit on that couch and eat our lunch.
Yeah, I did an episode of Mile High, and I thought, oh, this is quite a nice green room, and I'd go in there and eat crisps and make a mess, and I didn't realise I was actually on the set and got really told off.
True about your mum. What am I going to do? Where are we going to go? The Winchester. Don't be stupid. I don't do food. You brother like that, and John will do your toasting.
That's perhaps my favourite line.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, it's me.
Hello.
Great tension building now. It's all starting, it's like going up the roller coaster.
Yes, that's right. It's tightening up.
Herbalizer poster on the wall. Would you like to tell us anything about the Herbalizer, Paul?
The Herbalizer, they're Ninja, aren't they? On Ninja, who
they could be.
We've got a lot of posters. Funky Puccini poster up behind, and who's that? That great rapper on that Herbalizer,
Wildflower. Yeah, a terrific track.
She's brilliant.
In praise of Marmalade Atkins.
Yeah.
In fact.
Oh, no, I think this is possibly around the bit where it was cut.
Oh, were you in fact driving that cab?
Oh, yeah. Is that it? Is that it? We don't see you
anymore.
Well,
yeah, there was a whole sort of hour-long monologue.
I was going to say...
a talking
give us
head into
give us some, because there's still no zombies in this bit, so perhaps...
Yeah.
Perhaps you might... What did you say?
Oh, it was... someone goes to get in the back of my... Simon gets in the back of my cab and I say... oh, I had one of those in the back. You know, you can't understand a word they're saying. Ooh, and all that.
That's a very good line.
It was, but
crazy.
Did they give you a reason?
Yeah, they were tightening it up. And I was crap.
Thanks to the magic of DVD.
I don't know why it was cut. I think, they were just had to shave off quite a bit of the film. You know, the whole Busby Barkley scene.
Yeah, yeah.
You promised you'd stop smoking when I did. You promised you'd go back to... See, obviously, that just then was obviously the clue to the fact that Dylan Moran's character knows that he's hated by everyone because he's not even defended, even during a private argument.
I love his stare.
His inferiority complex is huge and obviously builds to a point.
He's really shifty, isn't he?
Yes. I think she's got a bit too much pancake on, that young lady here.
Well, this one here.
Well, I mean, that's very fashionable too. If you're talking about roots being fashionable, being orange is very fashionable as well.
I suppose so. Bit Kilroy silk, really.
Could be him leading it.
She's delightful.
Young people do look up to his rebellious alternative views.
Oh, dear. She's not falling for it.
No fear. No fear. Ooh. I've been in this position so many times. I even ended up with the tops off. Caught in a bus when I was going home one night. Yeah, with the
I wonder what you're about to tell.
Oh, no, keep it clean. I stayed out all night one night and I went home. My mother didn't like it, and I caught the flowers in the bus, on the door of the bus, and all the heads were off before I got home.
Are you in the crazy gang or something?
I wish I was. I'd love to have been in the crazy gang. Mm.
What do you mean, do something? I think we've all been in this position.
Yes. Sent them on their way.
All it needs is a bucket of water out the window.
And there it is.
Oh, really? Oh, look, he's coming home to see me.
And this is a real pub.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is at Millwall.
Yes.
Down near the Millwall.
This is someone having a nibble. Yeah.
Make careful note of that.
There's that there woman again.
There you are.
I think she must be a spinster. She's on her own.
Now, this is there's some key points in this film which makes me all a bit dewy-eyed. But I don't know, I'm so sentimental. Adverts can get me going. But I just think this is quite touching when he... Because he looks genuinely gutted. I mean, look at that face.
Oh, I love this song. This is a favourite record. Me now.
All together now.
Take away
all together
the very
now.
Heart of me. Oh, Simon. Oh, dear.
Lock in.
Yes. Been to many
lock-ins. I think I did the lock-ins. I think I got called back to do the lock-ins. They missed it out, so they called me down on the Saturday, and I flew off to Australia on the afternoon. Doesn't mean a thing, really.
No. Now, what's the name of that man in the in the script? It's in the background.
I think
that
we're
one
about
there.
To find out.
Mm. One of them is Snake Eyes. That's not Snake Eyes. Snake Hips.
Yeah.
You haven't seen much of my wife in this, Phyllis.
Is she in it?
No, not my real wife. I mean the actress.
So that would be nepotism.
That's him. That's naked. At that.
Yeah, he's like some kind of Nashville Bruce Forsyth. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, here we go. Sakes, pass you that steel guitar.
Oh, look. Yes.
This is now.
She's what you call cockicidal.
A cockicidal maniac.
No, yeah. She's cockicidal at
look
the
at
moment.
That.
Yes.
Poor woman.
Another moment where I really wish my dad hadn't gone against my advice and actually gone to see the film. There you are.
Oh,
hooray.
Look.
This is
where I learnt to cut
lemons.
Lemons. And I'm left-handed. And,
Very good.
Yeah, just see that?
There's Phyllis. And there is
the name of the
Winchester.
Pub. Mm-hmm. The name of the pub.
Yeah.
Well,
he's such a nuisance, this character, isn't he?
This
stopping our hero going forward.
You mean Nick or Simon?
Nick.
Right.
Ed,
the character.
Yeah, every zombie who's in this film is going to claim
Nick's
banging on the window.
Simon Pegg back.
Who was it, actually?
Oh, look,
I don't
dialogue.
Know.
You missed
no one
it.
Knows.
You missed me dialogue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is it with you lot?
Please.
So wrapped up in you being missed out and you missed me dialogue.
I'll rewind it then. No, they're rapping here, aren't they?
Yes.
Doing Melly Mel.
Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel.
Doing white lines.
He's having more than a nibble.
Which was about cocaine.
It was an anti-drug song, rather unfashionably.
Yeah, I didn't realise that when it came out at the time. You just don't, did you?
No. You think it was about the middle of a road?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was.
Let's join in with this zombie who comes along.
You start.
I like this little bit.
He came, yeah.
We should have extended that. This is great fun. Look at them with their caps on.
This music I used to think was the most futuristic music in the world, and now it sounds like a tin can full of marbles.
I'm still pretty convinced that it's the future.
Who's this? Is it not the French guy, is it?
Oh.
Yeah, this is Man Parrish.
Oh. Yeah. Electro.
It's hip hop don't stop, but it's actually an electro track. Hence the gag later on.
Oh, that was a swear word there.
Yeah, that was. He missed the rest.
I like Pete sort of just got out of bed hair.
That's a bit of class writing, isn't it, really, that?
We split up. Yeah. Did you notice that? We. He's still attached to Ed.
Funny fucker.
You see the plaster? That's the first bite.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Oh, now do you hear that?
Go and live in a shed, you sick fuck.
Go and live in a shed, which of course is what happens to Ed.
Yes.
He ends up in a shed. And it rhymes.
And listen to this. I assume it was Liz who did the dumping. Oh, yes, you see. You're fucking lying. Oh, I've said it now.
Oh.
I said that word.
Look like Morris and the Miners. Tony Hawk's is hilarious hip hop band.
Yeah. I don't know, I didn't stop to ask them.
Oh dear.
Oh,
that face.
If you think about all those zombie toxins coursing round his blood now. Working their way into his
he's given him
cortex.
Food for thought there. Mm. He's taken it in. He might be drunk and tired. Oh dear.
Right, this is the. I used to have, when I used to go to bed really drunk, I used to have to take the dog out before I went to bed. And I used to have to write down on a piece of paper that I had brought the dog back in. Because I'd wake up every morning going, oh, my God, the dog. And then it would run upstairs. But, yeah, I was terrified that I would not bring the dog back.
Well, would he come back? Yeah,
it's illegal, you know, that walking a dog under the influence.
Drunk
like cycling
charged.
A bike. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I must remember that when I get a dog.
Sort
right. Galvanise
like
yourself,
yes,
man.
Yes, yes. Oh, God.
Do you want anything from the shop? God, I hate to live like that.
Yeah. Look at that.
That was actually the first, when I first went to sit in the cinema, that was the first big laugh, strangely. Everyone was very nervous, thinking they'd come to see a horror film, and that was the first moment. Ed asking for a cornetto that allowed people to laugh and feel that they were taking part in a comedy.
Now, this is sort of like Groundhog Day, isn't it? Like,
yes.
The trip here is the puddle, isn't it? In the,
the trip.
Oh, well.
Yes.
And it's maybe Edgar's little tribute, I don't know.
He's right.
But have you noticed there's obviously been rummaging in me?
And you see,
a lot of rummaging.
Living in North
on.
London after a weekend, you're kind of used to everything looking a bit terrible.
It's an indictment, isn't it?
Well, they got foxes in there, aren't they? They all rummage.
He's missed it. He's missed the bloody hand.
But he makes his first important life choice.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a nice touch.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Nelson, have you got any papers? Nelson. I owe you about 15p.
That only happens in London. You can't do that anywhere else. If anyone's watching and thinks
I've got a great family at the end of my road. I go in there and I might not have any money. He always says, see you later. I mean, it's good to trust you.
Cornetto at that time in the morning. Great.
Have you noticed the music? The changing of the atmosphere.
Bit of the John Carpenter Halloween.
Yes, exactly.
Blinky blonky.
We're into a different realm now. We're gathering pace.
It is quite depressing because you do go walk through London and don't notice all this kind of impoverishment anymore. You get desensitised to it.
Oh, this is the bit I love. You never get the full story.
Morrissey.
He's back, isn't he?
Yeah.
For the moment.
Only for a little bit more irritable, if that's possible.
He's great.
Yes, look at
Chris.
His piece.
This
it's a
Chris
very good Wersons. Piece.
Again, using real people is so important.
Yeah.
You can't fake newsreaders. You can't get actors to play newsreaders. They never look right.
No. Yeah.
Girl in the garden.
That'd make a good title for a song, wouldn't it?
Girl in the garden.
The girl in the garden.
Perhaps this one by Morrissey.
It's one of my favourite bits. This was good.
Yes, yeah.
The girl.
Yeah.
This girl.
Yeah.
And also the looking at the records and saying which one's worth some money.
Excuse me.
This has got a bit of the old Blair Witch Project about it, isn't it?
Yes.
With the old back.
That's true.
This is quite scary.
It is. A little bit of tension here.
Yeah, this is a good bit.
Oh, my God. Drunk.
Oh, the poor girl. That makes the audience laugh.
And
he is coming out with
the camera.
And listen to her noise she's making. It's kind of metallic.
Yeah. I think she's an excellent zombie. Seriously.
Mary, I mean it. Here we go.
Oh.
Isn't it funny? Because she's already dead, it's somehow acceptable.
Yes.
To put a.
Joe, I never, ever go and see. I've worked on a load of horror films, and I never go and see them.
Scared me to death.
Yeah, loads. On a more hammer thing.
I think this little bit here is really fab.
But this one I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Funny you should say.
You are actually supposed to have the enjoyment along with the.
My grandfather was a funeral director, undertaker, but he could never watch a horror film, although he was dealing with cadavers and all the time.
I've worked for a funeral director for a while.
I think I
had one who wouldn't go down there at night.
Really?
It completely desensitised me. I don't find it a problem at all.
That makes sense, not to see a horror
film, which is how I was able to kill
really?
So many of them.
I did a film years ago called Terror, and they tried to get me to go and see the crew thing. I wouldn't go. And we had a 25-year afterwards, they had a reunion.
Yeah.
And it's a cult in New York.
And what's the film called?
It's called Terror.
Right.
It's called Terror. And I was on fire and all that. I went to see it, and it was quite good after 25 years. I got you.
Took you that long to get around to
it. I wouldn't go and see it. Or The Stranglers from Bombay, all those. I wouldn't go. Right. No way.
Oh.
But even though you knew that it was all jiggery-pokery and all your
look
friends
behind
dressed
you,
up.
Boys.
No. Yeah. I've done a few of them, and I just get into it. I want to be, this one, I loved it,
Now, I thought this was you, Tim.
No,
when I first saw it, yes.
I have two arms.
Exactly. And I realised, I thought, oh, my goodness me. It's the real thing.
Oh. It's the anger.
Yes. Oh, he looks as though he's going to turn into... What's the green man? The Hulk.
I think that's definitely the Hulk.
Oh, yeah. I think he would be wonderful casting for the Hulk, don't you?
It's sort of, yeah.
The bulk. Okay.
Or that other thing, what's it called? The bulk.
I'm also well over 15 stone, so...
It's okay.
Yes.
No, we can take her. He is, honestly, Ed would lead you into so much trouble, wouldn't he?
Well, he does and says everything that Sean can't.
Yes, that's true.
Which is perhaps what all,
think he's
we all want our friends to be.
Destroying the brain.
Go for the head. They miss every time.
It's like a fairground side show or something. Oh.
Bonks.
Mug tree.
It's the ineffectiveness of chucking a plastic laundry bag.
Yes.
They even miss as
I'm
well.
Missing.
Yeah. That looks like bust the blood vessel.
There's got another aspect of kind of renting in London that you might have a garden with a shed in it, but you don't actually go in the shed because it's not yours.
Yeah. And another fact that in the Shaun of the Dead universe, records are made out of this kind of 78 old wax records.
Shellac.
Yeah. I've got a million of them.
The
good
audience
Prince,
like
the Batman
this
soundtrack,
bit, don't
the
they?
Point where Prince stopped being Prince anymore. How do you feel, being a music lover, Paul, about the Second Coming?
The Second Coming, I wasn't really interested in their First Coming. They always sounded like Herman's Hermits to me, the Stone Roses. Apart from Fool's Gold, which was brilliant.
Oh dear.
Now, Liz Griffiths, the props, she did some of the props on this. This was her dad's spade and her brother's cricket bat.
Cricket bat,
right.
Which she should put on eBay, I would have thought. Now, I came on the day, the bit where my bit was cut.
Oh, was you cut out of this?
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
I came along and it was, I think it was the day they'd filmed this, and they were so knackered because Edgar made them film it for hours on end and their arms.
Oh, it's very effective.
Not that people like the
I think Edgar made everybody film it time and time again. He covered the lot, didn't he? Which was a good thing. I got out of that, didn't I?
Yes, yes. Eyes everywhere he had.
Oh, that was a real Stan and Ollie thing.
Pete! I love that.
Yeah, shouting not loud enough to be heard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Times we've done that.
I wonder why.
Pete!
Look at all the junk mail.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny.
Look at the way they're still so relaxed as well. Really? I'd be gibbering in a corner. This is serious. Liz, shut up. Mum, I was going to call you.
Are you okay? Yes. Yeah, are you sure? The lovely Penelope Wilson.
Yes.
Do you drink milk out of the bottle like that ever? That's the one thing I liked about moving out of home. I can do that and take a bite out of cheese and put it back in the
biting
fridge.
Biting out of cheese is
great. I leave the little
teeth marks. Yeah, yeah, you know. Isn't that the best thing ever?
Yeah. Well, don't. You must remember not to invite us round the tea.
Oh, okay. Listen, Mum, what sort of state is he in?
Bit under the weather.
Is it when she says, "Is it a bit bitey"?
Yes, it's almost an Alan Bennett line. Yeah. It's lovely. We're coming
to get you, Barbara. And he seems to have a yen for Barbara, doesn't it?
Yes.
Ed.
Fancying your friend's mums. Yeah. That's definitely, I can remember that.
Maybe not. Maybe
oh,
not.
Really?
Maybe it's a bit more Freudian than that, in as much as, you know, he hasn't got a mother.
True.
And, of course, there you are.
True.
That's why he doesn't want to move out of this relationship.
Cunningham House, did you notice? Which is a reference to Sean Cunningham, who directed Friday the 13th.
Really?
No,
it's just a coincidence.
Comes out with some little gems in, doesn't he?
Very knowledgeable, these chaps.
It's funny that whole thing about when the insult going gay, it means it's entirely different now because it's sort of taking the mickey out of being immature in the playground.
Yeah, it's absolutely the obsession with playground insults, which kind of basically no political correctness.
Gay used to be such a lovely word.
Exactly.
It meant homosexual.
But it always applied wrongly. Always applied when actually you're talking about loving a girl.
Yes.
And being a man.
Yeah.
And that's gay.
Because this is quite a risk to do, because they run this sequence three times. You know, the same thing. But I love Simon's final wink. It's so cheeky.
Penny looks like a happy bunny. Yeah. Can't wait for all this to blow over. How's that for a slice of fried gold? Oh, they don't take heed of this.
No.
It must be quite hard filming television because it always does that weird strobing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like dog-tooth suits when guests used to wear them on Wogan.
It sends the screen wild.
Oh, dog-tooth jackets.
Yeah.
Oh, I could tell you a long story about it. Well, I won't tell you. So.
Thank you.
That's when you're working with
anytime,
Max Miller.
Anytime. That's right, yeah. Another fan. At least not as bad as all that. Oh, no, there they are.
Yeah. I've got to do a wee first. Oh, God. Can
I try? Obviously, there were about, I think there were several hundred zombies, and obviously everyone watching to see if they can find themselves in that film. And in those brief, because you only ever see little glimpses, you can see in the cinema when you're with a crowd of zombies, everyone desperately scanning the screen to spot themselves.
Yeah. My girlfriend did a day on it, and I was gutted she wasn't seeing, so I felt, oh, dear. But she didn't seem to mind.
Oh.
Because she's an
touch
adult.
Of psycho there. Look. The shower.
Look around you.
Look behind you.
I got that reference.
Yes.
Oh, God. Pete.
Sorry, Pete. Listen, we're going to borrow your car, OK?
Because I remember bumping it when Pete was filming it, and he was in his dressing gown, and he was naked the whole time.
He was in the dressing room next to me.
Oh.
Yeah. I went past several times, knowing that he would be wearing nothing. I was not successful.
I knew there was something about you I liked.
Oh, look, kid zombie. Is that Cooley?
Cooley, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Great, great chat.
He hasn't. When I spoke to him recently, he's deliberately not seen the movie because he knows he's featured in it and he's very embarrassed.
Really?
So, yes. I hope he's seen it now and realises that he's great.
I wonder how long they took to get that gate in the right position.
This bit I found quite scary, isn't it? They sort of drive past, you see people running out of houses. Mm.
Yes, yeah.
And it's that. What's going on there? And, oh, no.
You start worrying about the individuals.
Yeah. It's a great shot there. Yeah.
The car chase works very well. Mm. Because normally car chases in British films look wrong. And they manage to get the speed, and just with the buildings rushing past, you get that feeling of excitement.
This was used as on the trailer, wasn't it? As a kind of teaser.
A bit later on.
Yeah, they used this as a kind of...
But see, there are poor zombies crawling across the grass there.
Yes, it was this.
Only
bit,
they know
it?
Who they are. Mm.
That was a great stunt, though. Someone did that.
Yeah.
Was you there when it was done?
I don't know. What happened? Did they just throw a showroom dummy?
What would be required in a stunt like that?
Well, the car must only go at a certain speed. It doesn't go like a normal car.
I like all the crunching then.
15 to 20. Right. You choreograph. But it's good. I like it. I like it when you go. I've done a few of those. A casualty, yeah.
Hello. Who's a pretty boy there?
Tell me Barbara had a jack. Because what is the actual time period?
It's only 3 days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or sort of an evening, a day, and another evening.
Right.
Okay, well, it seems pretty clear we should go. Why don't I stay
here? Oh, there's these little holes. See the red bald patch?
Yeah. That's what they call it.
I think it's just meant to suggest something about his character that crazy and wild guy he is.
I didn't realise that was done every day.
Yeah.
Hello, Pickle. Oh, he's
got red on you.
Yeah.
Spitting on the handkerchief. Always.
My mother used to make me lick the handkerchief. Oh. Which is probably more hygienic, I think.
What, when you cleaned your...
Yes.
Right.
Really? I have a lasting memory of the taste of tissue.
We were so poor, we never had handkerchiefs.
Just spit in each other's faces.
You just went around with it still on your faces.
That's how the French kiss was born.
No fighting, you two. And of course, he's going to beat that.
I like the fact that his dad is just like he's got a bit of flu, isn't it?
This is very
that's kind of playing on the fears of all hypochondriacs. Yeah. That's how it starts.
Yes.
But it's that weird, the character's just a bit frosty, isn't he? It's just...
Patricia, as the only lady here, do you find Bill Nighy irresistibly attractive? Because I've met many girls who absolutely find him adorable.
Well, I've worked with him and I've been with him for months and months on end. And so I think of him as a brother, really.
Sure.
But I can
But a brother that you could cross the line with.
Oh, absolutely.
I
think one could safely say that.
I met him once and he seemed like a half-cousin.
Is it right that Bill was in a group years ago? So I heard a rumour that he was in a group.
He was in a film about a band, but was still crazy. Yes.
But he does have that. He does have that Mick.
He's really, really into his music. He loves The Who and The Stones and... And I know he's a big fan of that 60s.
Makes it rather difficult for me because I know his wife. And she's such a lovely woman.
So you can't really.
I can't. No.
Be a bit.
But yeah, he is a heartthrob.
Definitely.
Age barriers.
And I've met many women too over the years who just find him irresistible. Sorry,
mother. What's that period thing he did a little while ago?
Oh, The Little Prince?
No.
He knew he was right.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he was good at that.
What a dodgy fellow he was in that. I like that.
Lovely moment.
When Sean has to backtrack on that, he does that very well.
I know you haven't always seen eye to eye, but I would at least expect you to respect my feelings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, look out.
You think, has he? No. No, I think he should have been the next Doctor Who.
Yes, I do.
Everyone does.
I agree with you.
But I'm sure the other fellow will do it.
He'll be great.
But
maybe he didn't want to be in the next Doctor Who. Mm.
Maybe his time will come, like when Pierce Brosnan was offered Bond before Timothy Dalton.
I was at RADA with Timothy Dalton.
All right.
Yeah.
Brains faggot.
So who do you reckon was
his voiceover, wasn't it?
Who do you reckon was the best Bond?
The best Bond?
Sean.
Woody Allen.
Sorry to say, Sean.
It could have been a blip.
I've gone off Sean Connery recently. He's really dislikable.
Play golf.
Why?
Oh, and he cheats at tennis.
He does.
Oh, he does.
Look.
Look.
Now, this is quite visceral.
Concentrate on the film.
We've become desensitized.
This is where it really hots up.
I think the essence of the tension is refusing to admit that you're finished, even if you've been bitten.
Ed, maybe I should drive.
Oh, man, I just did the seat now.
Did you see the all the dummies of them? They had, like, dummies of all the people in the car when it's spinning round.
What was that in the road? I've never managed to be able to watch that and work out what that is in the road.
What's this music? Is this Ash or is this 80s line?
I think we're on the 80s Beeline Matchbox disaster.
Yeah.
Possibly. It's all noise to me.
You see, it's got everything, this film. A car chase.
A music for young people.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where was Miles Davis when this was
digging his way out?
Philip, have you still got the child locks? Listen, okay, keep moving. If there's any problems, I'll do the honks.
Do the honks.
Oh, dear.
Have you some great zombie cameos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen that weird publicity still they kept using in, like, Time Out? Where it was obviously just shot when it was in between takes.
Yes. So like, the zombies are quite relaxed.
Yeah, with their hands on their heads.
Yes. Very camp.
Yeah.
No, be careful, Sean.
Come on, get out of here.
Behind you, you're going to be outnumbered. I like this.
I like the touch of the rugby shirt.
Yes. Mm.
So typical. Now, this is the original score music, isn't it, by Dan and Pete?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they lovely fellows? Did you meet them?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Sons of Silence.
Yes, great guys. Hero.
Now, this was location, wasn't it?
Yeah,
straight outside. You don't know
that. I mean, it's like when you're filming just zombie scenes. And you have no idea what's going on. It's trying to piece together the film and imagine, how do we get here? So these bits are fascinating.
Mm. Yeah.
It's the bits you don't get to see when you're pouring at a pub window for weeks on end.
Do you find when you're on location, you see people come out to watch and they stay there all night?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Particularly outside the Winchester pub. Some of them never moved.
Oh, yeah, there's some... funny people there, wasn't there?
Mm.
What?
Outside the windshield, yeah, there was some girls who didn't move along a bit. There was a bit of trouble.
I saw there was a group of boys, all quite young, but they had a much younger brother, and they pulled him deliberately through a crowd of zombies. He was terrified, and he got to me and he pointed at my face and went, "That's a real one." And his brother went, "They're not real, you idiot," and pulled him through really violently.
Well, it's weird when you do this filming and. And someone wants to get into their house, and there'll be a guy with a walkie-talkie going, "No, I'm afraid you can't walk down your street and get into your house."
Yes.
They seem to be a lot more lapsed on that now. Yeah. They can't stop them.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think the residents of Millwall realise that and would sometimes deliberately walk in.
He said the fatal word, Winchester again.
Oh.
Let's go. Lucy's character, I mean, she's drawn to the 60s. She's got a crocheted hat on now. So what is that thick pancake makeup?
Is that Lauren Laverne in the background, I spy?
Was it?
Yes.
I think we should have sent these two to a wreck.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Sup, niggas? Now, that was the line they were nearly going to cut, apparently.
Yeah. Why?
Because they thought, oh, this might be a bit offensive.
Are you saying that they cut your bit out and left that one in?
Yeah. Well, no, leave in the racist language. Cut the fat cab driver. Yeah. But it's a send-up, isn't it, of, like, hip-hop video.
Yeah.
Kind of...
And white boys who love Public Enemy and fail to see that they're not allowed.
Yes.
This is the 80s Big Line Matchbox Disaster. Oh, right. The other one must have been some other people with long hair.
Yeah.
Ooh. I know, Liz, please. I still don't actually understand why we are going to the Winchester.
Because it's a pub. Because there's so many, when you watch a scene like this, there's so many different shots.
Yeah.
And are they on a trailer, presumably, and have a camera and film it one bit, and then someone's sitting in the front seat?
Yes, that's right.
Well, Big Al also says dogs can't look up.
They can't.
But they can. They can.
Yes, look, the pub is the right place to go, OK? Everything is going to be fine.
But I'm sure the Google search for that particular sentence went up.
Yeah. I met someone's going... I didn't see the point of that whole dogs looking up. I thought it was going to be a stitch back to a joke at the end, and it just didn't quite materialise.
Well, of a dog actually not looking up.
Yeah. Oh, this is Dewey Eye.
I know, but it's so good.
Yeah, maybe all sad this bit.
They do
cinema.
It so well.
I always loved you.
Always loved you. Oh,
the encapsulating the failure of all fathers.
Mm. Absolutely.
Stepfathers.
Yes. But I think
in
that,
a few
that
lines,
failure to communicate any love
sums it all up.
Yeah,
I've left you in the will.
I did my best.
There's a good boy.
There's a good boy, yes. And he will be from now on.
Ed, can you pull over?
2 seconds. We've got to throw him out the car.
Look, there's another stunt.
I know, it's so short-lived, isn't it?
This is the spinny bit.
Oh, I think this is so well shot.
Yeah. Mm.
I really felt as though I was going round.
A handbrake turn, that was, boys.
No, for your information, everybody is not all right.
I did a commercial once in Spain where we had to be two gangsters jumping out the back of a BMW.
Yeah.
And we had to just do that stunt all afternoon. And it was... You think, well, there'll be that one time where we flip over and all get killed.
Yeah.
But he was such a professional, this guy.
Was he an English guy or
Spanish?
Spanish guy, yeah. There's some of them good guys.
Making the law.
Oh, Ed is so selfish round about here.
Well, here we go.
Again, whoever were the zombies in this part, it was doing very well.
Yes.
And hats off to Edgar for all these interesting shots.
Yeah.
Like that. Amazingly ripped off by lots of things now.
Your husband in there, okay? I know it looks like him, but there is nothing of the man you loved in that car now. Nothing! Let's go, shall we? You're not seriously suggesting we walk?
Yes, he is. He's very serious. Okay.
Oh, this is when it, the bizarro bit, isn't it?
The look, the
actually, this is one of my favourite bits here, where oh, I'll tell you when it comes up.
And again, the
bit of dialogue is so funny.
The collision of all of the greatest comedy talents, well, most of the greatest comedy talents working
quote,
in Britain today.
To quote from a review.
It's because they're actually, these characters are in a much bigger film, aren't they? They seem to have a much more exciting storyline.
I've never
happening.
Thought about that, but that's true, yes.
Because they're the one that get rescued by the army.
Yes. Mm. Perhaps that's it. We need to know what's going on in their lives.
So what's the name of the Sean character on the other side?
I think we'll find out in a second.
And that will be the name of his film.
Yes.
Alpha the Dead or something.
Alpha Romeo.
Sean. How's it going?
So rather strange. I saw Martin Freeman on my journey here.
Good Lord.
With a small dog.
And he's filming Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the movie. He's playing Arthur Dent. My mom. And there's Reese Shearsmith, who's doing League of Gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a really embarrassing thing, because I kept telling everyone I fancied Reese Shearsmith. When I actually meant Reese Witherspoon. Which I kept saying, going, oh, really? I didn't think you were like that.
Freud would argue otherwise.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they're working on their League of Gentlemen movie. It sounds very exciting.
Oh. Hesitation there.
That's Tamsin, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, look, he's in that programme Little Britain. That's quite good.
Yeah, he was filming that at the time. It was his only day off, and he had to go in and film this. That's a trooper that he is. What's
the matter, David? You were in that, weren't you?
Yeah,
that's quite good.
Oh, watch this, guys. Big laugh.
Pure Frank Spencer.
Yes.
I did a few of those as well, I've got to tell you.
Some mothers do have them.
Yeah. Yeah, and I still get paid.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wasn't TV marvellous in the old days?
Oh, lovely, yeah. Thank you very much for that.
My friend Ashley pointed out that the opening theme to Some Mothers Do Have Them is Morse code for the words Some Mothers Do Have Them.
Really?
Apparently. Oh. Or is that Inspector Morse?
No, it's Inspector Morse, I think. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I like this little way he walks up the...
Yes.
Walks
yes.
up the little stepladder with such vigour.
Yes. Oh! A little squeak.
Yeah, because this is a bit of a plot thing. Are we not quite sure what happens, how she gets bitten?
Yes.
Well,
it's the man that she thinks is one of their friends.
Yes.
But why isn't she being killed? Why did he disappear
again?
Well,
it takes the time, you know.
But he obviously bit her and then went away again.
That,
so.
That was the moment that he bit her. When she goes, ew.
Yes.
What's this?
Oh. Oh, I bet that's smart.
It was weird going to the cast and crew and premieres and when you actually would see the zombies, but... as normal people like yourselves.
Yeah.
You think, oh, right, because I only ever saw them in makeup.
Well, were you always late?
Yeah. And also, some of the people you found attractive in makeup were no longer as...
No, you see, it was opposite. Desirable. I really fancied some of
Does
the zombie girls.
Does he fancy a lot of people? Doesn't he?
There was something about zombie makeup on a girl.
I'd really liked it. The eyes, especially. Mm. Must be a necrophiliac.
Or a goth thing.
Yeah, it is. I never was a goth, but I used to fancy goths.
Mm. Did you get the eyepieces? Are you happy with that?
The lenses? The
lenses.
Because I was fine with that.
Yeah. I've never worn lenses like that before, but the ones they got me at first were big, and I just couldn't get them in my eyes. I had to revert back. Yeah, but I was really comfortable with the other ones. Mm. It was great.
Do you normally wear lenses?
No.
See, I think the thing was that if you didn't wear lenses, every zombie in the world there—that's the zombie Live Aid. They're all there.
course, true.
Now, I think apparently if you normally wore lenses, you found them very uncomfortable because they were much thicker.
Yeah.
But if you didn't, you wouldn't notice. Oh,
and if you had bad eyesight, you couldn't have, obviously, prescription zombie lenses made. So no. I was kind of half blind.
They were very expensive, the ones that you could see
through. Yes, they were hand-painted.
They're about £600.
I want mine. I want mine back. Where are they?
I think they're still there just in case we just...
Make Shaun of the Dead 2.
Yeah, we could have asked for them, couldn't we? At least they should have given them that for
I have spotted a pair on eBay that went for quite a lot of money.
Really?
Yes.
You're joking.
And I didn't even recognise the zombie who was modelling them.
Now, this is a girl who's been to drama school.
Are you kidding about
no,
eBay?
No, that's totally true. That's totally true.
Really?
Even before this film came out, eBay was crazy for it. It's a proper cult.
I've still got the Harry Potter first T-shirt that came out.
You could retire.
I work with...
And it's still done up with straw. A piece of straw, and it came in a motorbike. They sent it to me, and I'm like, yeah, thank you very much. And I've put it in the car. It's been there.
Yes.
When we did Little Britain, Anthony Head, who's in Buffy, was saying that when they finished filming, they bring in an entirely different crew to deal with costume and props, so nothing gets pinched.
Mm. Yeah.
And he says you can't, not allowed to wash your costume for about 2 days, so they got the sweat of the stars in them, and then they flog them off on eBay. Mm.
Well, do you remember the Harry Potter when the letters came through down the chimney?
All those letters.
Well, I tell you what, they collected all of those up there, the security there, but I managed to get two.
Really?
And I've still got them.
Oh, those are my legs.
Right.
I was very pleased.
Oh, right.
That you saw my legs.
Sorry, we're back.
This
we're
is
back.
Where all the neighbours.
We're all starting to appear now.
Yes. Ooh. And all the neighbours.
This was my first day on set.
All the boys and girls having a wonderful time, loving the blood.
Millwall again, isn't it?
Millwall.
Yes.
First day. Very nice day. There I go.
Oh, wonderful.
There's you, Patricia.
Oh,
there's me.
Yes.
Hooray! And there I am looking rather strange.
You'd think they would smell all the blood.
It was quite sweet.
They were
the sugar.
Twins?
The twins were wonderful.
Yeah.
Very difficult on the continuity, this section.
Yes.
Because...
Well, we were having a lot of problem with the lighting.
Yes.
Since it had to be overcast and it was a very sunny few days. I was standing around waiting for clouds to go over the sun.
Yes.
Shit. Get round me. There you are.
Oh. You don't get much more lead zombie than that.
So you wangled your glasses in there.
Zombie. Yes. Oh, I love that title, Lead Zombie.
We have to get inside.
Break the window. Don't be stupid, we'll be totally exposed. We are totally exposed.
I like these in these passages of time. You think, well, surely they would have been all killed by now.
Mm. It's just the zombie's general inability to notice when they've got fresh meat.
This is the most selfish act.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
Dealer mode.
Yeah, and the little giggle.
Oh, I was so pleased he did that.
It's fictional, Patricia.
I know, but even so, he really deserves
a slap. Are you the kind of person
who
writes in to complain about certain characters' behaviour in programmes?
No, I don't go as far as that.
Every soap actor always says, oh, yeah, I quite often get a woman come up to me in Sainsbury's and hit
slap
me with her umbrella.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
No, you don't.
It's never happened. Yeah. As Simba in the Marvellous Song.
Oh, yeah, do you remember him rapping on the last
night? He's very talented. He actually auditioned for Pop Idol, but they were foolish enough to turn him down.
Wow.
See, that must be a regular occurrence for this part, I would think. Now, I remember at this point, it was Simon's first time of being surrounded by zombies, and he was truly overwhelmed. It was lovely.
Yes.
It was his first realisation that he was making a zombie film. And one of the extras, Salo, he'd heard that he was in The Phantom Menace and asked him that, and Salo said, yeah, I was also a stormtrooper in the original Star Wars.
Wow.
So Simon couldn't work out what she was more thrilled with, being chased by zombies or being chased by a stormtrooper.
Such low aspirations.
Yes.
This is where I was introduced to you, Tim.
It was, indeed.
Getting ready. I was next door to him in the scene.
We stood here for a very long time in the cold.
We did.
Here we are at Healing Studios.
Mm.
At the old Winchester.
Sorry to spoil it for you.
But it's an incredible job.
Yes. Oh, it was so good, this set.
And here they are in the pub.
Actually, all those famous Ealing comedy films, they've done a remake. Tom Hanks.
They've done The Lady Killers. Done The Lady Killers.
Some people like it very much, and some don't.
Oh, I don't think you'll ever touch the old ones.
Was it the Fast Show that did the remake of Whiskey Galore, which was heroin galore?
Yes. That was very, very funny, that skit.
That was up at the Sky or something, wasn't it? The boat. Whiskey Galore with the boat.
Did that, you twat? I don't know if you noticed back there, but we were in a
spot of vomit. So whilst at Ealing Studios, it was just basically a holding bay for lots of people covered in blood. You never drank from a coffee cup that wasn't already stained with congealed lumps. How can you know that?
Mind you, they were very good with the water coming around all the time, weren't
they? They were.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think I drank. Well, my kidneys were very clean by the time I finished.
I don't wish to know that.
And the eye drops, wasn't it?
Yes.
Drops. Well, they were necessary.
Even the nurse came to every time I had a rest. She said, "Come on, take the round." I said, "I'm fine. I'm comfortable. Sure, you've got to have a rest."
How long? It's not a particularly pleasant experience having a woman thrust her fingers into your eyes. You would think it would, but I never got to enjoy it.
Well, you sure knew at this, aren't you? I mean,
who was those cut that were always moaning the whole time? Cut the extras.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I think you find the more professional the extra, the more they moan.
Oh, you can't do that. It's special skills. Shut up.
That's all
right. On the main, they're all right.
Yes.
Some that absolutely dumb my head in.
I think it must get to you if every day of your life you're standing behind a pillar while someone else is important. That's gotta affect the ego in some way.
One stand-in said to you that the trick is make sure you're never seen on camera. And he goes, then you get paid for nothing. It's great.
Although there are a few who only care about being seen on camera and actually compare stories of managing to lie next to themselves in Gladiator, which is a great achievement, apparently, if you can work that one out.
Find the camera.
Yes. There are moments you could see them leaning into their space. Very clever.
There seemed to be a bit that's missed out of this, where they was... She was teaching them.
Listen, look, this is the bit where she... Oh.
Are you saying you observed a scene which... Is not in the finished film?
Well, no, I see it on the film because I thought it was a funny bit. I must have missed it.
That's like all those people who saw Star Wars and reckon they saw the conversation between Luke and Biggs.
You two
George
must
Lucas
have been talking.
Had to,
and I
George
was
Lucas had to say, no, you never saw it, you only imagined
you
it.
You dreamt it, Steve.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, there was the bit where she was saying, now, I'm going to teach you all to be zombies. And when she got to the...
No, we were there. You were doing something else.
Oh, I must have been drinking me Coke.
or taking me cards.
Yes, exactly.
Drinking.
Who would do that? And this is, of course, they said, oh, we'll just end up eating peanuts in the pub, and that's what they're doing.
We had a scene with Edgar like this the other night. You know, asking him to, do something, do an impersonation. Do an impersonation.
Marry my daughter.
And, he was saying, no. We said, oh, God, this is just like the scene in the pub of Shaun of the Dead.
Those pink bottles there, they're the sugar glass bottles, in case anyone wants to hit anyone. And they rapidly depleted in number.
They're not cheap, either.
There was only a few left, and I remember one being sat on the table, and there was a new extra. It was his first job as an extra, and he was quite excited by it all, and he didn't know. We explained that they were made out of the kind of glass that crumbled very easily. And they went for the take, and all of a sudden you heard cut, and the bottle was just... crumbled dust on the floor, and all you could see was his hand moving quickly away from it. It's looking very sheepy.
Now, isn't this supposed to be Paul Dennis Penis K behind the glass here?
Really?
Yes, a little cameo. If you smart.
We're waiting.
Yeah. Should happen. There we are.
Where is he?
There.
Very close.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I was just wondering whether those bottles might end up on eBay.
Yes, they don't last long enough.
It's the worst thing in the world, having sugar glass.
Mm. It was certainly my first experience of it, but I quite enjoyed it.
It gets, if you go through windows and stuff like that.
Which
like
I did, that, yeah. Mm.
Oh, you did? Yes.
Oh, well, I'd never been through a window before, and Jeff Stuntz just sort of said, well, you put your head straight through there, and I didn't want to mess it up, and you trust that it's not going to hurt, and it doesn't, you know.
But you find sugar glass for the rest of the week.
It stays inside, yeah. But it doesn't hurt. And it's,
Sean,
and you can
pull yourself together.
I always think
can
that,
you really eat it?
Sweet. Just put it in your tea.
Is that just like, are you lying?
No, no, it's right.
And do you next time.
Do you have like dry ice in your Campari?
I don't like Campari. I'll have it in lager.
Do you drink fake Bloody Mary?
Oh, look, this is serious, boy.
Do you? Oh, it doesn't matter.
First time he's ever won anything, and
there's a lot of people not getting paid.
Now that shot looks elongated to me.
Yeah, it's called cinemascope.
Yes,
makes everything look wider.
This was shot in the summer of last year. When it was so hot.
Oh, look out, boys.
Oh, Steve.
It's about time.
Oh. I say.
Oh, bloody Queen.
No, he's only got on my shoulder.
Do you hate Queen?
I don't hate them.
Do you think if Freddie had never died, everyone would hate Queen?
Mm. I don't know. It's that musical, just hearing that. Everyone coming out of the Tottenham Court Road tube here and there.
I deliberately arranged to meet people there just so they have to listen to it.
I'd like to see that big bronze effigy of Freddie Mercury toppled like Saddam Hussein.
Do you mind not talking about Freddie when I'm on the screen?
This is his big moment.
Did this hurt?
Hey, look.
Surely this must hurt.
Did you practice your cues?
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Rubbish.
Oh, I tell you what.
So, how did they do the head going into the chest? Were you wearing some Constantine costume or something?
No. I tell you what, first shot we did, everyone could see I was wearing pads, so I took them off and I said to the guys, be gentle with me. And they never listened.
So, it did hurt. You were bruised.
Well, you know, it was all part of the.
It's a zombie disco going on.
It's a great shot, that is.
It's a great shot. It's absolutely fabulous. Yeah. They go right back.
That's not a camera trick. There literally were 2,000 zombies.
Phyllis! She's such a tartar.
At last, we've seen Phyllis.
dancing along. Yeah. I don't know, this is quite catchy, this one.
Yes. Oh, it's a good game. It's the best use of Queen in a film since Wayne's World.
Yeah.
I presume that's not really made of metal.
So how did they do that without blinding you, Steve?
They shot it past the camera. Oh, it wasn't quite in my face. It was all done with mirrors.
Oh.
All done with mirrors.
Do you remember,
in the 70s, there's a real craze of chucking darts at football matches, isn't you?
Mm. Yeah, that was there. Yeah.
And then it was inflatable bananas after that, wasn't it?
I had a mask on then. They put a mask on me then.
So you actually go in?
Yeah, into it. And then they rigged it to blow up, and because there was sparks everywhere, so I had to wear a wore a mask on that, which was.
You had to then stay there for the rest of the film.
Well, they was very lucky. They had a great dummy.
No.
Great dummy.
That's massive, that dummy, wasn't it?
Oh, do you mind? I only just met you and you're insane with me already.
When you finish a stunt, do you ever go, oh, that really hurt?
Touch wood, not if you're clever. Right. Not if you're clever.
Now, this is Deer Hunter look, isn't it?
It is.
none of us have any real experience, OK? Now, we've only got 29 bullets.
She points out that most of those people with their arms up against the window were there for a good 2 weeks. Most of them had volunteered.
Yeah, Paul
but
Gannon.
But all of us had to... Yeah, so all of us had to do our bit, but I found there was a great kind of lesson to be learned from Tom Sawyer, that any of the new ones who turned up who hadn't been in, you could go and find them and say, would you like to be in a film? Come and teach them to do what you were doing. You could then go off and sleep and eat and do whatever you like.
I don't think they'll keep that in. Do you think they'll keep that?
He did.
Did Tom Sawyer do that?
Well, it's the white painting the white fence.
Oh, right.
So you tell people that what the boring thing you're doing is really exciting. They all want to do it for nothing.
It's like the bloke who said, went for a job, and he said, will you go out and paint my Porsche? And he came back, he said, well, it's not a Porsche, it's a Ferrari. Oh, creosote. I'm sorry, I spoiled the joke. Carry on. So you're putting me off. Yeah. Oh,
should have your own show.
I should rip his paint up next Sunday.
Oh, this is where we find Penelope's been bitten, isn't this?
That was when they were bitey.
Yes.
Lovely prosthetic work.
Yes. That's when they were going over the garden fences, that awful man.
Yeah.
But she did that lovely thing of using the tissue that was always tucked up her sleeve to put the blood. Now, these were all mostly one-take moments because there was so much destruction and everyone was pretty good. Are you laughing at the cock?
Terrible. Great.
That's Sarah Mooney, yeah?
The thing is, in this sequence, it's demonstrated that the rifle does work.
Myself,
but we never, ever find out whether dogs can look up. There's no...
Oh, they can, though.
Oh, are you sure?
That's myself bleeding. Oh. And I actually... Which, unless you pause it, you won't see that. I also took out the window above me. That's quite difficult to do. And this is Sarah Mooney.
You should ask Edgar for some. You should ask Edgar for some outcuts. You know.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be some.
You could take it and see your girlfriend at home.
We can just play it over and over. Watch myself gushing.
Yeah.
Mum, what's wrong?
I didn't want to be a bother.
I did that in one take.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
They call that a master.
Do they?
Oh yeah.
I got a round of applause from the crew. I was very proud of myself.
Oh really?
I thought you'd be upset.
No. Take over a second.
Zombies terrified of chairs, of course.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of garlic for a vampire.
Yes.
He's a bar stool.
Upturned.
Look, never held a gun in his life, pussy.
Just hold on, Mum, you're
going to
be fine.
Oh.
We actually cried at this when this was shot.
Yes.
Because we were hanging through the windows while this was going on and it was still emotional.
Mm. She's holding a bunch of flowers. Funny day.
That's a peaceful line.
No, Mum, come on, stop. Mum, please, don't go.
Listen to us all reverent.
It is. There's nothing to say.
It's real.
It's touching.
Yes.
But then quickly we're brought out of it.
Here we go.
He's too young to be in the world without a parent.
This is the Dr. Harris bit in Lost in Space. When
She'll change.
Don't say that. Move aside. I'm going to count to three. One.
He's got a point.
Two, three. Don't point that gun at my mum.
This is a Reservoir Dogs bit now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't exacerbate things.
What does that mean?
This isn't exactly fair.
Exacerbate that word again.
It's okay.
Please, can we just stop and think about this?
Tell him to put the gun down.
I've actually heard complaints about this scene because at this point, the kind of horror fans just want gore. They've tasted blood, they just want it now to be an hour gore fest, and suddenly people talking about emotions and feelings.
Drama.
Just, they split the audience at this moment.
I bet there'll be some American guy watching this going, yeah, buddy, that's right. So shut the fuck up and get on with the gore.
I think it's the best shots of everybody in the film. Mm. It's the nice close-ups.
Yes.
That's it. It's great.
Lizzie, I want you to want you to know that my feelings for you have always been essentially...
David, please, you're a slightly more pressing matter.
Exactly.
What's that? Is he holding a corkscrew?
Yes.
Yes.
She's not dead. She's finished. For a hero, you're quite a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Very that, telling
that
line.
That went right into the old...
Got me here.
Yeah.
I'm a lecturer. You're a twat.
He's a twatty lecturer.
He's right, though, and this is what annoys me when these people get a hard time. I watched what was a movie the other day where... Oh, Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
When he was saying, leave Shelley Winters behind. You know, and they're going, how dare you be so insensitive? No, she's dying. Yeah. You've got to get into the engine room.
I can't begin to imagine how hard this must be for you.
Yeah. It suggests you're not the sort of person to be next to in a crisis.
Yes.
Yeah, he'd leave us all. We would. He'd leave us all.
Yeah.
I know you
don't die.
Oh,
here we go.
Crisis. You must get rid of your parents to be able to grow into a man.
Exactly.
Come on, Sean. Bite the biscuit. Or the bullet, rather.
Biscuit's nice,
that biscuit's nice.
Yes, a Jaffa cake.
And
now.
There's a switch where she's all morose, then goes, it's great.
Yes.
Goodbye, Mother.
Wonderful makeup.
Goodbye, Mother.
I'm sorry, Mum.
Yes.
Get on with it, man.
Heard that before.
Are any of us here capable of shooting our own mothers, do you think?
Trouble it.
Well, we're supposed to.
When the top of the shot is
symbolically.
Cropped.
Symbolically.
Like
well, I mean, that's what this film's all about. There are so many symbolic moments.
Yes.
When you can't quite see the top of the shot, he looks like he's wearing a fez.
Tommy Cooper. Yeah. I've been wanting him to do that for such a long time.
Right, here we go. This is the bit I wasn't cut from.
Oh, we'll look
out for you.
So, yeah. If you just keep quiet.
We will.
And we've had to sit through an hour and a half just to see... your bit.
Yeah, very, very hot day, if I remember. And that blood is made of sugar and it's all wasps and sticky neck.
Sticky.
It's tough being an actor.
It is. And there are lots of Spaced fans pushing against your body, desperately trying to get into shots. Not that, you know.
Sean.
Yeah,
they weren't entitled to it.
And this is like this is when Samuel Jackson gets eaten by the shark in Deep Blue Boxit. Right.
Now come on, where
are
you?
This is great. No, because technically Dylan was lying on a kind of weird sort of.
There you are.
Yeah,
I know this. This is
a fake body here.
Oh, yeah,
this is so good.
This is why I wouldn't go and see.
Because you don't like this.
Oh, I can't stand it. I tell you, even doctor films are so. Oh, dear, don't show me this.
You're eating that.
Yeah, so I'll rip off his head if you see that. See, got it?
Oh, God.
I was really shocked when I first
saw
this.
You've got to have a lot of guts to do a scene like that.
And they do have.
All of these people,
it's elementary, really.
They're all wonderful.
They're all lovely, lovely people.
Except one of them.
Yes. See if you can guess. Who? Actually, I've had people say there was a continuity problem with me coming through since I've been shot, but I was shot in the neck.
No,
I'd just like to
again.
Insist that. I was only shot in the neck. I was, able to walk.
Now, we had to be very careful with the pyrotechnics on this.
Yeah.
You probably know, Steve, that we weren't allowed... had to switch our mobiles off.
Yeah.
And
because it could trigger it.
The slightest spark would ignite. And here we have...
Peter again.
Naked Pete.
Yeah. Naked Pete. And a genuinely scary zombie.
I'm afraid Ed gets it.
It's the shaking of the head. It's very good.
This is...
That is pure Dawn of the Dead.
It is.
I don't know why he's holding the gun, because he's out of bullets, isn't he?
No, he has some.
Oh, did he?
There we go.
Oh,
there we go.
Yes.
There's mud in your eye.
Yeah.
Blood in your eye.
That was my no padding moment. I had some nice coat stand marks on my chest for a long time. But it was worth it.
There's some, yeah, what was that chap's name? Simon.
Oh, this is where it got very hot in more ways than one.
Yes.
It doesn't seem to worry them that he's been bit, you know, now. They're not frightened.
How many times
afraid.
Do you think we shot this? About 5 or 6 times?
Oh, yes. Gosh.
And the bar
was,
ooh,
it was like very a frightening. Furnace in there. But the shot that's coming up, they did this only once, and Edgar jumped up above everybody with his thumbs up to say, well done, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought I was so clever, only doing this scene once. That's, and he said, "Well, we had we had no more time to do it."
Oh.
Oh gosh, I like this bit. Yeah. Wow,
it's a nice resolve, isn't it? From seeing it at the very beginning,
saved by the bell of the college years.
Da 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 da. I love all the music.
In the depths.
Yes.
There were firemen present for that, obviously.
Oh yeah, all the time.
But they use petrol gel. You know, you just paint it on. Mm. Paint it on there.
The firemen aroused a lot of interest amongst the female zombies.
Oh, did they?
Mm.
The water
what
boy.
What is it? My girlfriend, Matty, she loves firemen as
well. They have large hoses. And big
nozzles. Yeah, nozzles, aren't they?
And they're
very shiny nozzles.
Shall we stop talking about fine?
We will.
Yes.
But you know when
they're going to go on strike.
When they were talking about how we couldn't have our mobiles on, it was all really serious. I just couldn't stop giggling.
No, it is right.
Yeah, I mean, it is true.
But it's like when you go in a hospital.
Yeah.
But with all those lights.
Because you get some guy doing an operation, he's just going to do an.
And someone pours port over them, sets them alight.
We'd all lost weight on this film by this time.
And we got very close. Mm.
This would be a great advert for fags, I always think, this bit. Because the cigarette's always there as a friend.
Well, it's suggesting that before you die, it's not sex that you want, it's a fag.
A fag, yes.
Yeah.
How are we
going to
do this?
Oh. I don't
know. This is a conversation I think we've all had.
If only theoretically, just in case the moment should ever happen.
Well, it should happen again.
Don't you ever think, whenever you get in a lift, you always think, imagine if I had to spend the rest of my life with just these people.
Especially if one of them farts.
I shoot my flatmate, my mum and my girlfriend all in the same evening.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's like saying, what would you rather
take
be? Blind, deaf, or both?
And in a lift.
That's it. I would like to be shot.
Shut up, lie down and
cowardice.
Die.
A lovely off-screen moment.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Spoiling the romance.
In the bin.
Oh, she's so two-faced. I'm so glad he's found her out at last.
She's still quite a toughie, though, isn't she, the character?
Mm.
Here we go.
Escape. The way out.
I might just stay here.
Yeah, but we can get out.
But it's terrible, isn't it, for Ed to have his epiphany when he's falling apart and being bitten. It's taken this much to realise, I've been a bit of an arse all my life.
Yes.
No.
Well, all leave me here.
Yeah.
I'll fight them back. You get away.
This is...
Ed, I'm sorry.
Oh.
What for? Because, you know, I was shouting at you and
it's all right. I'm sorry too. It's okay.
Oh, that's a wonderful moment, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, yeah, he still manages to let one go, doesn't he, to kind of...
I never heard.
When you stop
laughing.
Well, they're quite a lot of initiative, these zombies, aren't they? They're quite good at...
I think it's well, they can smell where the blood is. And where
they develop skills.
Where their next meal's coming from. Yeah.
And teamwork is very important for zombies.
Yeah, it seems like it.
We could all learn a lot.
I love you too, man.
I love you too.
We were talking about the physiognomy of zombies, like how they work. I mean, if they, like, do their bits all decay, like, or they go blind because their retinas get detached? And
I think they do. I think there is a deterioration. Eventually, they become useless, I guess, if you were prepared to wait long enough. Because we already can't walk very well, which I assume is because our muscles really don't respond.
Now that looks like they've been killed, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Shot.
Now this is called having some extra money at the end of the film.
Well, didn't they have to go
the
back
budget,
in?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, they were granted the money to shoot the 80s being on Match Watch Disaster.
That was Edgar getting shot there, wasn't it?
And Joe Cornish. And probably everyone you know.
Tony Bennett.
Gordon Green Honeycomb. Out of Scritti Blitter.
Norman Wisdom.
He fell just before the bullet hit him. The
Bev?
Twins, you
Hello,
see.
Bev?
The twins really deserve a film of their own, a spin-off movie.
And see that red phone box? That must have been put in especially for American audiences.
Yes, because they believe that's how we communicate. Americans, of course, use pagers, which we have yet to understand.
What, pages?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got one.
They were very keen on them.
Holding hands going into the unknown.
Now, there would have been a time where the film, bang, could have been ended there.
The story of 10-year-old Enrique Ramirez, who fought off the reanimated...
Ramirez?
Oh. Yes.
Named after the serial killer.
See, that was the very first day of shooting. That was the test footage out in Eden Common.
On the test footage?
Yes.
Very Michael Burke.
I wonder if he actually has now confused reality with this, and he's not quite sure if he ever actually did report on a zombie invasion. I don't know who they are.
There's a kind of, ooh, look.
I mean, Keen or someone, Snow Patrol.
Yes.
Something.
That serves you right.
Exactly. Cheeky devil. This is what you get.
That's the same game show he's watching earlier on, isn't it? But now with new contestants.
Oh, this is Trisha.
Full circle, you see.
Yes.
I nearly punched a boy for talking over that last joke that the newsreader is reading out there.
Oh, sorry, I've done it again.
You did it again.
Were you in the cinema?
Yeah, because he turned to talk to his friend and I was very annoyed that he talked over that joke.
What is the idea you get from this denouement? Is the fact that she has settled down
she
to
gave
his
up.
Way of thinking.
She gave up the fight.
He's won, really, hasn't he?
Well, they both won. They both
they've
got what they
small
want.
They've made their lives just
isn't
both
it about saying
ordinary.
That it's not about major compromise, it's about small compromise.
Yeah. Yes, I suppose.
Yes. She's got her commitment.
Yeah, but
him.
The thing is, you'd never, ever get over those experiences.
Do you think we are British?
Yeah. Imagine the...
Will it only happen in Britain? Then, or
imagine the public inquiries. And,
He's still playing up.
It's very sweet.
And do you think that, I mean, in a, it's quite cruel.
Could be a gorilla
and
he
keeps
in there,
him alive.
It?
I don't think it's... Well, because really he's just reverted to his the state that he was about.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Naira Park?
It's no, lovely. Is it nice? Yeah. Yeah. It's as good as Thorpe Park. Yeah.
Naira said to me when I was dressed as a zombie outside the pub, you know, I was having a very normal conversation with her, and she said, Patricia, I'm sorry, I can't stand here and look at you like that any longer. It's really frightening.
When I saw this in the cinema... after a preview screening, and it was the first time I'd seen the credits, I wanted to stay and watch them at the end, and a person who'd come along to see it with me, we sat through and it got to the end, and then he nudged me and went, well, you weren't in them.
Yeah.
So it was a lovely thing to say after my debut and probably only moment in a feature film.
You wasn't in the credits?
No.
Well, it's very unusual.
Are you in the credits?
My name comes up in the music bit.
Yeah, I think I am.
I didn't mind. I didn't expect it.
No, I mean, but I do mind. I would mind. I'm serious.
You know, it's my first and probably my last. I'm happy with what I had.
You should talk to the producer and say,
it's too late now.
There you go.
Well, I'm in the credits.
So am I, I think. I'm not sure.
I'm pleased for you all in a completely unbitter way.
You're not.
Stop kicking us under
the
table.
You're bitter.
Oh, no, have a look. I'm calling it blurred.
Ah, he was rubbish. I couldn't stand her. Yeah.
Very Miss Carnes.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. I
think she was over the top.
Yeah. Well, where's the glasses?
Is anyone able to?
No, this is Buzzcocks.
Is anyone able to do this in the style of
Ash?
Whose line is it anyway?
Chris Martin. Oh yeah.
read out the credits in the style of Whose Line.
Read out the credits in the style of Elvis Costello.
Well, I've got to say, it's been a privilege working with you guys.
Thank you very much.
You too.
Yes.
And what about the lady?
Oh, sorry. I mean,
thank you.
I call everybody guys. So well, you say, are you
don't
guys?
Don't call me a guy.
Yes.
I mean, they use that in Friends.
Do you think you should always stay out of courtesy to the end of the credits of a film?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's rude not to. And then clap.
I stay in this.
Oh, it depends.
But do you realise...
think we should clap at the end of these credits.
They always stick a little bit at the end, don't they?
That comes back and says, you're still here.
But it'll be a bit strange in our cinema, because you're usually the only one there clapping.
But I don't mind that. I think it's respect.
Do you know, in a lot of those Pixar movies, they show, like, computer-generated outtakes.
Yeah,
and I had a friend who's a dad and went, I think that's really out of order they do that, because it says to the kids that this is reality and it's not. What a miserable bastard.
I did a film years ago called Shining. And
Jack?
No, I was down on that.
The sequel to this is The Shining, by the way.
It was Shining Through with Michael Douglas.
I think we should wind this up, because otherwise we're going to talk over
Do you mind? I'm talking, you two.
Sorry.
And when the credits came up, there was people on the credits that weren't even in Berlin with us, and I went to the producer and said, yeah, what's going on? And my name wasn't on, and
I think they make these names
And
up.
You realise you were sitting in the wrong cinema.
You're watching the wrong film.
These are the credits, the boys in blue, Cannon and Ball.
I was trying to be serious. How do we turn that
No, anyone fancy a last quick moan?
This? What song is this?
This is Everybody's Happy Nowadays by Buzzcocks. Do you notice I didn't say the Buzzcocks?
Yeah.
Because they used to hate that, so they are Buzzcocks. God, I need help. So now there's a bit where...
Do you know, by the time these credits go, I could have been home.
Mm. To watch Coronation Street.
Well, it's like that these days. The credits do go
But does Morrissey actually get paid for just saying, panic on the streets of... Look.
Yes.
Disgraceful.
Is he happy?
No.
I didn't like him the other night on Ross. I thought it was horrible.
He's,
good at arm wrestling.
And where is this from?
This is, oh look, Paul Putner. This is the gong.
This is the end and we should moan.
From the Dawn of the Dead soundtrack.
One last moan because we're never going to get another chance.
Right. Did you see it on television the other night?
No one's joining me in my moaning.
It was a repeat.
I'm moaning on my own.
Check now, please.
I'm going home now for a bite.